Morning Brew is presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. You'll have the time of your life.
It's time for your Morning Brew. Grab a cup of Joe and get caught up on everything you need to know. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
All right, we got Zach By sitting in for Stink, kind of mixing things up here a little bit this morning. Great to have Zach man. In here as
Thank
we
you for having me.
Chop all this up. So we jump into the Morning Brew. The Nuggets lose last night, and Michael Malone made it very clear right at the start of his press conference what bothered him the most.
Now let's talk about effort. I mean, this is the NBA Finals, and we're talking about effort. That's a huge concern of mine. You know, and you guys probably thought I was just making up some storyline after game one when I said we didn't play well. We didn't play well.
You talk to the guys that play the game at the highest level. Stink has said this all the time, that after wins, you'll always have coaches will come out and say, hey, look, we won, but this wasn't that sharp. This needed to be better. And Malone talked at length after game one. Hey, look, they had 16 wide open threes. 16 threes that we coach or we film study, we break down as those were open threes. They missed them. But to expect them to continue to miss them, that would be foolish on our part. Well, it's one thing to say it after a win and coach players are like, yeah, 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 coach, yeah, 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 we hear you. Now maybe the message will get through.
Yeah, and if you just look at the if I hit the stop button in game number one right as the ball was being released and you ignored the result and dwelled more on the process, there was a lot of cleaning up to do. And the Denver Nuggets didn't do it. Look, Miami got up 35 threes. 35 threes, that's just too many. And to think that the guys like Duncan Robinson and Gabe Vincent, Max Strus were going to continue to struggle. This is a good team. I know they didn't go to Duke in North Carolina, and some of them were undrafted, but we're in the NBA Finals. These are good players. And the Denver Nuggets' focus defensively was seriously lacking, and their effort all too often in big pockets was lacking, and this is the wrong time of year to have that missing in those two departments.
Yeah, next on the Morning Brew, Jamal Murray agrees with you.
Didn't communicate well on their screens and giving them open shots, you know, giving them back doors or pocket passes. You know, we just weren't as disciplined as we need to be at this stage of the season. So we just got to be better all around, I think, for four quarters, not just that last quarter.
Yeah, there was one play that I remember that, I mean, they fouled three three-point shooters.
Yes,
Kentavious Caldwell-Pope was most egregious with it. And in one case, it was like, Why are you sloughing off so much and then you're late getting back
right
to the shooter that you really need to be more worried about, and you end up, you know, flying out and you're completely undisciplined and you hack the guy, you run into the guy,
right?
You land in his landing space.
Correct.
And you know, we can roll our eyes. I hate where the game has gone with these 3-point shooters getting fouled and the way that they just, you know, as soon as they, you know, release the ball, you know, and they're falling back. And I think it's a problem for the NBA, but they're calling it. And you do have to be better disciplined, and they just weren't in that regard.
Yeah, they just weren't. And I think you hit on something when you're talking about guys being out of position defensively. There was a few times with KCP. Again, just too much distance to recover, and you're then forced into these like fly out situations, and then the next thing you know, you're taking away his airspace when he lands. Jamal Murray, all too often last night, in no man's land defensively. Like you can't have these lapses. There was like focus issues to the point where there was a possession in the fourth quarter. I think Jokic went to going to pass to MPJ, and just like ball's just like flying out of bounds. You're in 1 and 2 possession games, and you're having unforced errors in the fourth quarter of an NBA Finals game at home. And real quick, Mike, before we move on, you talked about KCP fouling 3-point shooters. Look at how low scoring the game is. 111-108. These are massive points. You add that 3 points to 108 or take 3 points away from 111 and go to 110, 109, 108. Well, now we're going to overtime. You can't have those critical mistakes when the scoring is as low as it was last night.
Next on the Morning Brew, on the other side, Miami now feeling confident. Spo seeing traits from his team that he's seen this entire playoff run.
And our guys, you know, regardless of how the head coach feels, like during the fourth quarter, our guys love to compete. They love to put themselves out there in those moments of truth. And fortunately, we were able to make a lot of big defensive plays, you know, down the stretch. And then we got a lot of contributions, which you're going to need against a team like this.
Okay. This game reaffirmed what I felt going into this series. Nothing's changed. Nuggets are the better team.
Yes, they are.
They're the more talented team. They're the better team. But the Heat, they're tough SOBs.
Yes, they are.
I mean, they are. They're tough SOBs. I don't think they're as good as the Nuggets. So how do you feel about this Nuggets team? How do you feel about this series moving forward? Where would you put your level of concern about them just winning the series now?
Sure. If a 10 was, oh my gosh, everything's flipped in my mind, I think they're going to lose a series now.
Like Stokely before the NHL playoffs last year.
That's right. He was at 11 out of 10,
was
11,
wasn't he? Yeah.
And one being I'm completely unbothered. I'm at like a 4. So I'm really not freaking out. I think it is last night serves what Bruce Brown called it after a wake-up call. I think that's what it is. But when it comes to Miami and that Spoelstra cut that you played, and you just call them tough SOBs, coming into this series, if you said, Zach, what's the number one attribute about the Miami Heat? I wouldn't reduce it down to anything basketball. I would say, hey, they have dead-eye shooters. Hey, this is the best defense you'll see. Hey, this is a massive, massively big team physically, like, say, a Minnesota. I wouldn't say any of that. If you asked me what the number one attribute for the Miami Heat was coming in, I would say their competitiveness. And you would like to think in pro sports, like, that's just inherent. But much like the game of football, I'll make a football analogy. Football is a very, very, very physical sport. But there's some teams within this physical sport that play even more physical. San Francisco comes to mind. Like, wait, how could that be? How could they be that much more physical in a game that's physical already? How could you be that much more competitive on the final stage at the professional level? But somehow that's who they are. They adopt the mentality from Spoelstra. They are just rabidly competitive. And when you're not bringing it 10 out of 10 in that department, that old phrase in youth sports, sports hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard, the Nuggets are the better team. But boy, if you don't match their intensity and their competitiveness, you're in trouble.
All right. So, hey. This is the wake-up call.
Yep.
We'll see how they handle it. We'll see if they're made of the right stuff. And really, I guess that'd be the question I would throw out to you as fans right now. Do you believe this team's made of the right stuff, that they'll bounce back from this wake-up call, or do you think that they've been somehow exposed? Next on the Morning Brew, the Rockies weekend. They took 2 out of 3 from Kansas City, but they lose yesterday. But I wanted to bring this up. Because yesterday was their 61st game. They go into yesterday having played 60 games. Nice number, right? 60 out of 162.
Okay.
Zach, these are the Rockies' records through 60 games over the last 4 seasons. You ready for this?
Okay.
60 games.
All right.
2020, 26 and 34. 2021, 24 and 36. 2022, 26 and 34. This year, 2023, 26 and 34.
Look at that.
Ah, Zach for consistency.
Hey, I've been telling people they're not as bad as you thought. Come on, they took another series.
W.
A W, that's right, buddy.
Just
W.
A bedrock of consistency. You can always count on the Rockies through 60 games to be somewhere between 8 and 10 games under 500. They are that consistent. That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30.